from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we are talking about a piece of research that was launched at the Learning Technologies Conference last week in London. We are looking at the learning technology landscape, piece of research carried out by the Fosway Group industry analysts and the Learning Technologies Conference organisers. So this research currently has about 800 respondents, and it's really interesting because it gives a state of the nation when it comes to learning technologies.
So it Nigel. Does. Yeah, it's sponsored, I think, by Learning Technologies. So it comes out every year. And they do it as a, they publish it as a an infographic rather than the whole bunch of words. And impressive, I think, is my immediate reaction. Impressive and useful. Martin.
Yes, I think if you're in the market for buying learning technologies, or if you are actually supplying the market, then I think this piece of research is a must read. There isn't anything else like it that I'm aware of, because it's just asking about what you're buying and what you think of it.
And of course, therefore, it's actually quite chastening reading. I find it a little bit like a cold shower when you realise what is actually going on in the market, as opposed to the hype and the nonsense. And the fact that these are respondents who come in largely through Twitter. So it's people active in the marketplace as providers or consumers. And it is their honest views that are tabulated and put out for us. So Martin, let's pick some highlights. What struck you in the report?
If you have a chastening cold shower-like statistic, we could chuck this one into the mix. Asked, do you think your current learning platforms are fit for the modern workforce? 50%, 50, said no. 16% said don't know. And only 34% said, yes, my current learning platform is fit for the modern workforce.
Yes, now, these are the people who've bought those platforms saying that. It's not the users. It's my learning platform that I shelled out large amounts of money to install. It's very interesting. And then it says, which solutions have the lowest levels of customer satisfaction? Performance support, 19% customer satisfaction. Gamified content, 11% customer satisfaction. Micro learning, 10% customer satisfaction. And system simulations, 10%. That's also not exactly inspiring you to go ahead and build your gamified micro learning performance support system simulation, is it?
No, it's not. And interestingly, the data on learning experience platforms, the new type of platform that is supposed to be the answer to everyone's problem in L&D when it comes to digital learning, asked about people's satisfaction with those. And I think that came in at least less than 20%, or around 10% actually thought it was good or very good. So that's people that have actually bought a learning experience platform and their satisfaction is that low. Now, I don't know why that should be. Maybe there's teething problems, or it's also new, it's difficult to see the impact. But really, if that is correct, then you're looking at the newer or newest type of learning technology platforms falling well short of what people actually want them to be able to do for them. And that is really sobering. That's the new stuff. So what do we do with that? I mean, I think that is really, really worrying that even the new technologies aren't doing the job that L&D teams would like them to do and have the impact they'd like them to have.
The good news, in a sense, is that that's coupled with the level of investment is actually going up, not down. So people are persisting, and when people persist, they get it right. And it may be that there's a time lag between the user thinking this is brilliant and the salesperson saying, you should buy this, it's absolutely wonderful, everyone will love it. And that gap is just working out how best it embeds into the organization. So of the investments in growth, the biggest is analytics, 75% increase in investment. Learner experience platforms, a 44% increase in investment. So there's a lot of money going in. And sometimes where there's money, there is a way. Although that has never really shifted the needle on LMSs, has it, in terms of satisfaction, regardless of investment. So it doesn't necessarily guarantee it, but I think that that's the glimmer of hope. And the fact that ecosystems are developing, that we seem to be moving into an era where one size does not fit all for the learner, and neither does one platform fit all for the organization. And that gives me a lot of hope, because I can't believe that any one organization can meet the needs of every organization, every aspect of talent and talent development inside that organization. And the fact that ecosystems which plug elements together seems to be the flavor of the month and a kind of enduring direction in L&D. I think that's good news rather than anything else.
Also, look at these top growth areas for digital learning. This is where respondents are saying, this is what we want more of. I think that paints an interesting and more exciting picture in terms of what people want the technology to do. So on the content side, it's blended, it's video, user-generated content, micro-learning, performance support. I don't think anyone would argue with that kind of stuff. And on the learning platform side, it's the most important one is analytics, followed by social, collaborative, virtual classrooms, authoring systems, and learner engagement.
Yeah.
I saw David Wilson and David Perring give this talk at Learning Technologies where they launched this research. And David Perring made a very good point. He said, you know, if that's what digital learning is going to look like based on these growth areas, and I don't think anyone would argue with that. That looks really good. So I think it's not all negative. The thing is, you know, as David Wilson put it, why are you buying stuff you're not happy with? That's the question here.
It is the question. So, the other question is, why are you buying stuff you're not happy with? And why are 86% of organizations ineffective at measuring the impact of all that stuff they buy? Now, it's that combination that the business impact still doesn't seem to have got through. We're still measuring volume, quantum. We're not measuring impact. And those two things, I think, explain each other in some way. Until you get a clear measurements of impact, you then can't target your investment and you can't build effective systems.
Yeah.
And that is a lesson that lots of people have been going on and on about for a long time. And it looks like you need to continue to go on and on about it, because that's the essence of it. It's investment, but based on increased productivity and impact, like any investment in any organization. You wouldn't buy a new machine and go, well, you know, the machine looks very nice. Everyone says it's a great color, so we're very happy with it. You measure the performance improvement against the sunk cost of the investment. It's so obvious, but clearly that's not materializing yet. So it's a profession, if it is indeed a profession, which was another session at Learning Technologies, if indeed it is a profession, it's one that still has a long way to go to be mature, I think.
Yeah. But a great report and really
excellent report.
You know, if you're looking at Learning Technologies, then make sure you read that report, because it poses a lot of questions and it'll make you think really deeply about what's right, what fits for your organization, and what's going to have the impact that you're looking for.
Completely agree with you. Stick with Fosway. They're a great firm of analysts. They do a tremendous job, and they hold up this mirror which all of us need to look at and look into very strong and steadily, I think, to take the message that's embedded in it very, very clearly. Martin, thank you very much.
And I don't think you're on the payroll, are you?
No, I'm not on anybody's payroll,
good,
really.
In that case, just checking. All right, bye.
Bye. From scratch.